On a warm Australian evening in December 1869, a small girl stood nervously beside a stage, waiting her turn to perform. A commonplace scene, there was nothing to suggest that this child would become Madame Melba, one of the great singers in the history of opera. The stage was in the Newtown Hall in the Melbourne suburb of Richmond, to which 700 spectators had come to witness the grand opening concert. The mayor presided, and the brass bandsmen in splendid uniforms played the overture. In the wings, a cast of amateur singers awaited their call. All were adults, except one. Her name was Nellie Mitchell, and though very young, she was something of a veteran.